Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed.
Welcome to the most must-see and must-listen-to pro wrestling podcast in the history of mankind. Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. No need for an introduction, you all know who I am. So ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. I want to talk about Nikki Cross. Nikki Cross, in my opinion, is probably the most underrated female professional wrestler that I have ever watched. Let me say that one more time for those of you who didn't understand. In my honest opinion, Nikki Cross is arguably the most underrated female professional wrestler I have ever watched. Nikki Cross is absolutely amazing. Very technical, very talented, very great professional wrestler. And from her days at NXT, she has been absolutely fantastic. I was so impressed. When I first watched her in NXT, I was so amazed from her work that I did my research on her. I watched some of the stuff that she did in Europe. Nikki Cross has been absolutely terrific as a pro wrestler since day one. And to say that Nikki Cross really has the respect of the fan base in professional wrestling would be a major understatement. Sometimes I ask myself, is she deserving of a main event push? Honestly, my opinion, you damn right she does. She is deserving of a main event run. And quite frankly, I seriously hope that she gets it. And I'm sure that when the time is right, hopefully WWE Creative will actually give her a main event run. Now, the whole thing right now with Nikki Cross, I'm not entirely sure what's going on with her as far as booking-wise. Last time I checked, I think she's in a storyline where she's stalking Candice LeRae. Now, understandably, I've not been able to watch WWE programming because of my hectic schedule involving this, my writing, and my other full-time job. But from what I understand, lately, she's been involved in a storyline with Candice LeRae. Now, I did see some footage. She recently worked a match with Piper Niven, formerly known as Doudrop. And the way the match started, Nikki Cross ended up losing. But from what I understand, you know, recently, I'll never forget when Nikki Cross made her return. She attacked Bianca Belair and Bayley in Damage Control. And she briefly joined Damage Control. And then she won the 24/7 title for the 11th time, and then the title was deactivated. So Nikki Cross is actually recognized as the final WWE 24/7 champion. I'm not sure exactly where the future holds right now for Nikki Cross. I'll be honest with you. Ever since she got called up in NXT, I didn't really get exactly what I wanted, you know, from the creative direction as far as Nikki Cross goes. She teamed up with Alexa Bliss, which I thought was very interesting. At first, I was not too sure how I stood out on it, but you know, I watched it, and I think it worked out well. I mean, we saw a different Nikki Cross than we saw in NXT, but honestly, for me, as far as Nikki Cross goes, I was a huge fan. I still am. I'm a huge fan of the Twisted Sister persona, like her during her time in NXT with a stable known as Sanity. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. You know, I mean, just the way she was, she would run around, you know, like almost like a like some sort of different version of Roddy Piper. You know, as a matter of fact, sometimes I ask myself, and I wouldn't be surprised if this was the case, but the Nikki Cross Twisted persona, it reminds me a lot of Daphne from WCW, who passed away not long ago, rest in peace. You You know, sometimes I believe the Nikki Cross character is based off Daphne's character from WCW. We all know who I'm talking about. So, anyway, going back to Nikki Cross, now kind of comparing her character to a former standout pro wrestler in Daphne, who, of course, you know, we remember how she was in WCW. But again, I really believe that the Nikki Cross Twisted Sister persona was inspired from Daphne's character. Maybe it wasn't, but honestly, the way I see it, I would honestly believe that, to me, the Nikki Cross character does remind me of that. But anyway, when Nikki Cross became Nikki A.S.H., almost a superhero, now I'm gonna be extremely honest with you right here. I was not a fan of that, honestly, at all. Not a fan of it at all. But at that point, I was asking myself, I mean, Nikki Cross is not really acting like the Nikki Cross we saw in NXT. I mean, we're not really seeing a Twisted Sister here anymore. And did we ever really see a Twisted Sister ever since she got called up on the roster right before she got involved in that feud with Alexa Bliss? I mean, I'll never forget that time where she answered Becky Lynch's open challenge, but this was in 2018, so this was before Nikki Cross's official call-up to the main roster. But the almost superhero persona, I was not a fan of it at all, honestly. Now, granted, they put the belt on her. She won, you know, the Miss Money in the Bank, and she beat Charlotte Flair to win the title, although she, if I'm correct, she only held the belt for like 33, 34, or maybe 35 days. She lost it back to Charlotte Flair. So some would say they already put the belt on her and it didn't work out. Now some would say, yeah, the argument is that it did not work out. But my argument is it was not in the right persona. I've spoken to this with many wrestling fans, and they all agree they were not a fan of the almost superhero gimmick. I mean, to me, it might sound like I'm being stubborn, but maybe it's because I was just so much bought into the Twisted Sister persona that's what I wanted to see. But the time when Nikki A.S.H., when the superhero persona basically was, we knew that it was being written off of television, you know, I really didn't know what was going to happen at that point. But I've basically been vocal about the fact that If they were to basically put Nikki Cross back on the drawing board and then drop the whole almost superhero gimmick, the way they should do it is Nikki Cross should basically go on a losing streak as the almost superhero, go on a losing streak, and then she finally snaps, she disappears from television for a while, and then she comes back as a Twisted Sister persona, and that's basically what happened. So basically I would say I kind of called it, but I basically was a suggestion. I didn't say it was going to happen. I basically suggested it. So that's why some of my friends are saying that I called it. But if you all want to say I called it, then fine. But I was just basically telling the truth. That's basically what I wanted to see. So I was basically talking from my own personal standpoint in pro wrestling perspective, from just not only as a fan, but as a journalist as well. Because I want to basically talk about what's best for business, in my honest opinion. But when Nikki Cross basically returned to the unhinged, you know, Twisted Sister persona, the excitement certainly came back, but so far, you know, and once she joined Damage Control, I thought, you know, it would work out if things got done correctly. But, you know, so far, I'm sure my friend, Mr. Mark Braverman, who's a huge fan of Bayley, certainly say, well, the way Damage Control's been booked lately, you know, the Twisted Sister persona with them, you know, certainly wouldn't work out. I mean, I don't know what ended up happening with Nikki Cross and Damage Control. I know that she briefly joined them. I mean, I don't exactly know what happened, you know, how that ended anyway. But honestly, every time I'm just really kind of hoping that WWE Creative can finally come up with something very good for Nikki Cross and, you know, finally, you know, booking her the proper way so they can build her towards, you know, hopefully a main event run. Now, a lot of people believe that Nikki Cross is not fit to have a main event run, but at the end of the day, that's their opinion. Everybody's got their opinion. I honestly believe that Nikki Cross is deserving of a main event run, but it shouldn't be rushed. They have to build it because Nikki Cross needs to get over it with a push. So, I mean, right now, honestly, I don't know exactly what's going on. You know, she's, again, in that storyline with Candice LeRae. You know, the last two WrestleManias, we have Nikki Cross, unfortunately, I don't think was part of it. I mean, I might be wrong. I don't recall seeing Nikki Cross at WrestleMania last year or 2 years ago in Tampa. But honestly, right now, from the looks of it, I'm not sure exactly where Nikki Cross will be at WrestleMania coming up. But right now, honestly, for her to miss out on three WrestleManias, I mean, at this point, I mean, she's working hard. You know, she's doing everything they're telling her to do. I mean, eventually, they need to reward her big time for her hard work, for her commitment, her dedication, and her loyalty, you know, to the company. I mean, she's been doing everything that they're telling her to do. She's making the most of it. I think it's going to come to a point where they're going to have to reward her for her hard work. Hard work pays off. So for right now, like, if Asuka wins the title at WrestleMania, which I seriously hope does happen, because Asuka is also deserving of a WrestleMania moment as well. Now, Nikki Cross, I'll never forget, like, when she was in the NXT Women's title picture, you know, when she was in that feud with Shayna Baszler, like that, I'll never forget that. You know, if Nikki Cross could actually be at least in the title picture as a Twisted Sister, that would be respectable enough, but I think, honestly, she needs to be crowned the champion. And I'll be honest, like, I would basically push her to the point where she's, like, even more twisted than, like, I want to see a Twisted Sister persona, but way more twisted than we saw in NXT. I want Nikki Cross to be in a place where she is more twisted than ever in her persona. Her persona is more authentic and radical than ever. Like, she's on a much higher level than she ever was. Like, better than NXT, better than anything. And I think the best thing for her to do is to have a major Twisted Sister persona, but I think she needs to be heel. I think Nikki Cross as a heel and the Twisted Sister persona will be huge, you know, for a main event run. But these are honestly just suggestions, and quite frankly, it's all my opinion, but who knows what WWE is even going to do. But honestly, right now, you know, I'm firm on the fact that Nikki Cross is heavily deserving of a main event run, and if they decide to do it, like, they got to build it, because they got to do it correctly. Because Nikki Cross, again, Nikki Cross has been very popular and respected from the fans, and I know that I'm not the only fan out there that wants to see Nikki Cross, you know, get a push and, you know, have a huge main event run and have the belt put back on her and have some major high-profile feuds. And I think she should be as a heel. But now Nikki Cross can certainly, she can speak well on the mic. Now, her heavy Scottish accent, despite that, I mean, her mic skills, in my opinion, are still respectable. You know, her in-ring talent, you know, always speaks for itself. You know, she's amazing in the ring. But right now, honestly, storyline-wise, you know, we don't even know what the future is for her. Now, I know, you know, she was in the Elimination Chamber. If I remember correct, she was the first eliminated, so that was obviously not a good look for her. And then recently I saw that she lost to Piper Niven. I hope I said that correctly. You know, formerly known as Doudrop, lost to her. So, right now, honestly, as much as I want to see Nikki Cross in a main event run, it's probably not going to start maybe anytime soon. It could start in a couple of months because, again, like, they got to start rebuilding. They gotta start building that kind of momentum. Like, Nikki Cross needs to regain her momentum. Like, go, like, turn heel, snap, you know, become even more twisted, like I said. Go on a major winning streak, and then eventually issue a challenge, and then maybe pull off the upset. She becomes the champion, and then, you know, she's a champion for months and months and months, you know. Defends the title in many high-profile matches, and I'm sure that, and then when the time is right, you move on. But honestly, right now, Nikki Cross, whether or not she's really deserving of a main event run, I honestly am firm on the fact that Nikki Cross does indeed deserve to have a main event run. And hopefully WWE Creative finally, you know, decides on that. And hopefully if they do give her a main event run, hopefully they do it correctly. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all I got to say. Ringside Chaos, ladies and gentlemen, is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and, of course, YouTube. And please do me a favor. Find me on Twitter, @BearmanOfTexas, just TX. No need to spell it out. And also follow my podcast's Twitter, @BearTexas, also TX, _podcast. That is, BearOfTexas, just TX, _podcast. And my personal Twitter, @BearmanOfTexas, just TX. That's it. @BearmanOfTexas. So please follow. And also, if you have any suggestions on content for this show, my DM is open. You can send me out Twitter. I would certainly love to have you listen to what you have to say. Please leave some comments in the YouTube section on whether or not you believe Nikki Cross is deserving of a main event run. Yes or no, and why, and how you think the run should go. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I am all ears. And one more thing, if you love professional wrestling, and if you know somebody that loves professional wrestling, then this show, Ringside Chaos, is the show for them. Thank y'all very, very much. Have a good one, and God bless.
stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.